This is the last week of using the metaphor of football to talk about our faith. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I agree. But there's something about this that is summed up in the question, are you living an average life or a championship life? And I want to share again, Michael Peterman did this really well in the early service. I want to share again why a series talking about football, I think, speaks to us in the world that we live in. You see, first century fishing techniques are not any longer understandable by everyone. It's not even the way we fish now. And those were the kinds of things that Jesus used to talk about our faith. First century fishing. You may not realize this. Do you know that it was actually Paul who said, when in Rome, do like the Romans? You know, it was Paul that first introduced that idea. And this message that Jesus has does not change. But maybe we need to use something besides first century fishing to talk about it. Something that we all understand, something that's in our culture, something like football. And so that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Paul told this church at Philippi that he was living his life in pursuit of a championship, in pursuit of a prize that Christ had prepared for him to win. And Paul wanted to be a champion for Christ. And so today, we're talking about what it takes to be a champion, what it takes so that when you're standing there at the end of your life and you see Jesus himself, he will reach out, put the championship ring on your finger. That is how I want you to be feeling about, because you've all, you know, tried to win before, haven't you? Every one of you. Today, we ask, are you living an average life or a championship life? The scripture, Philippians 3:14, goes like this. I run toward the goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. This is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done. The Word of God for the people of God. So, God has a championship, a prize in mind for each and every one of you. God prepared you with gifts and talents. God in your life has challenged you to train how best to use those gifts and talents. God wants you to get ready, get in the game, finish the game, and win the championship. That is a part of God's game plan for your life. Champions are the kind of people who have a single-minded passion, okay? Passion to win. Passion for the goal. The ones who have disciplined themselves for one thing, to get to the end and reach their goal. They are so passionate that they will practice and they will train and they will figure out the best way to use their gifts and talents, and they will strive to win without arguing, without complaining, without looking back. How many of you know Tom Landry, the legendary coach of the Dallas Cowboys? Yes, you've heard of him. I see you switched to his picture there. Tom Landry sums up being a football champion like this. You must have faith to believe that you can be a champion. Faith to believe that you can be a champion. You must work hard every day. You must set the goal of winning as your only goal. And you must have the will to win no matter how difficult that task before you. Landry is saying that if you want to be a champion, you have to practice. You have to get ready for the game. And in our case, talking about us, we have to be ready and practice, get ready to fulfill the ministry God has prepared for us. How do we do that? We do that in worship. Just like the children said a minute ago. They know we're going to worship, we're going to study the Bible, we're going to do the things that we have learned from Jesus that prepare us to do the ministry God has called us to. Landry is famous for this sign. Practice like a champion. If you don't, you won't act like a champion. You got to practice in order to be ready to be a champion. And I think of it like this. There's a big difference between a jogger and a marathon runner. Okay? Because the jogger opens the front door and looks outside and says, "Oh, you know, I think it's raining. I don't think I'll run today. I'll do my jogging tomorrow." What does the marathon runner do? The marathon runner has a goal in mind. It doesn't matter what the weather is outside. They open the door and they run, rain or shine. Why? Because the marathon runner is serious. The marathon runner knows that if I'm going to act like a champion, I've got to practice like a champion. So I'm asking you, what kind of a life are you living? Are you a casual runner or are you trying to get better every day? Don't live your Christian life like a jogger, is basically what I'm saying. Live your life like someone who's got 26.2 miles to run in a couple of months and is training and practicing every day. Have you set goals for your life? Think about that. You know, have you grown any in the past year? You know, are you stronger now in your faith about your spiritual goals today than you were yesterday or last year? And how do I train for my ministry? I think it's all about listening more to each other, loving more, caring more about others than about ourselves. Because I think people who are living an average life, it's like, how many of you have ever tried to go backwards on the escalator just to see if you could get to the top? You know what I mean? And the escalator's coming down, and you are trying to get up to the top. That's an average life. Don't go against the grain. Practice like a champion, so when the chips are down, you will act like champion. Because God needs you. He needs you to give it all you have. God wants you to live a championship life. God wants more from us than just the average. Earlier in the series, we read scripture and talked about Joshua, who led the people into the promised land. And I wonder if you remember what it was that Joshua did to get ready for that moment when he was called to lead the people. The quote is in chapter 14, verse 8, where Joshua says, "I followed the Lord God wholeheartedly my whole life." It's not easy to do. It's a lot easier to live an average life because, you know, sometimes it's going to be raining when you go out to run, and you're going to get wet, and you're going to be miserable. But if you will pay the price, you're promised a great, great championship reward. And don't think you can get away with saying that you just weren't made for this, okay? I wasn't made for this running in the rain. That may work for joggers or marathon runners or football players, but just think about this. God designed you especially for the tasks and the ministry that you've been prepared for. You're like one of those natural athletes that they identify as five-star blue chip, okay? You are like one of those because no one else ever was created to do what you were created to do. And if you'll practice like a champion, you will be a champion, not just on game day, but every day of your life, starting right now, every minute of every day. You know, I don't know what all of you were called for to do with your lives and what kind of ministry you were called for, but I know of what a few of you are called for, okay? But how can we discover what we are called for? That's a question that we need to think about. Because if you haven't yet found your place in your ministry, that's what we try to do here at Slash Church, is help people identify how their gifts and talents can best be used. You know, your gifts and talents might be preparing you to work in a ministry of protection. You might have been created to fight injustice. You might have been created to use your presence and your hands to help heal the sick. Only God knows what the road before each of us, where that road leads. But we are working together to discover where we need to be. Because we were designed in our mother's wombs with these special gifts and talents that make us blue chip, that identify us as five star, that help us to find the ministry we are called to. Because when life is finished and you and I are standing there at the gates, we finish this earthly life and we're going on to the next stage of life. They're going to ask us, did we live an average life? Or are they going to be putting a championship ring on our finger? Did we jog through life, or did we go all 26.2? Amen? Amen.